من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. In the previous ayat we read of that famous incident when the people, because of the fear of a pandemic, left their places and went to an open ground and thought they are safe there. Then Allah Ta'ala commanded them, "Qulu mutu," die here, and all of them died. From which we learn also that nobody can run from maut. Walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada. Allah says, even if you are in strong, mighty towers, you can't escape death. Where death is written for you, it is going to find you. Nobody can escape death. An incident is written in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He was having his majlis and a young man saw a certain person coming into the majlis and staring at him in a very frightening way. So he got afraid, looks like this is Malakul Maut who has come to take my robe. So he asked Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah had given control of the winds that fly me to some very distant, far away island. As he reached there, he saw the same person coming there. So he said, "You were there just now, how come you here?" He said, "You were there just now, how come you came here?" So he said, "Allah had written your maut in this place and at this moment, and I was wondering, you are so far away, how am I going to take your ruh in this place? Time is fixed and place is fixed for a person's maut, and his condition of maut is fixed also." So his maut took him there. So maut will take a person where maut is written for a person. Nobody can escape it. However, this incident is in the Quran Sharif also, and it's an international fact which even out of the Quran Sharif, historians also record this incident. And this is such an incident that it is a famous incident when this happened. So anyway, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala showed his qudrat. And now that Allah Ta'ala, after that, by the dua of the Nabi of that time, his Qil alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw all these thousands of bodies lying, all dead, he made dua to Allah, give them life again. Allah gave them life again, and they came back to this dunya. And this is also the qudrat of Allah, that if Allah wishes, Allah can do that also. That even after death, Allah can give a person life again. And he comes into this world again after visiting the akhirah. It is all completely in the hands of Allah. And that is what our iman must be. We have full yaqeen on the absolute qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Where there is the sunnat and the tariqah of Allah, and that is normally which Allah will maintain at all times. But kharit-e adat, contrary to normal condition, Allah shows his qudrat. That it is he who is absolute and can do as he please. And he also gives this kharit-e adat, which is called a mu'jaza in the rights of a Nabi. It is, and in the rights of a wali of Allah, it is called a karamat. So when Allah wants to honor somebody, he gives them this which is out of the ordinary. And he shows his qudrat at that. So Allah had granted that. So in this, there was a great, great lesson that when those people went to the akhirat, they themselves saw the akhirat and Allah brought them back in this dunya again. And all the people who witnessed it, who were present at that time, and the whole world's people who do know history, know about this. So they all saw Allah's great qudrat. And they all saw that Allah Ta'ala had showed them the akhirat. So the iman could be boosted much more. They saw the life of akhirat with their eyes. Now when they come back in this dunya, they can prepare much more when they saw it with their eyes. And all the people who witnessed it, all the people who study the Quran, who study history, and they know about this, it boosts their iman also. So Allah Ta'ala says with regard to that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. بے شک اللہ فضل کرنے والا ہے لوگوں پر. اللہ تعالیٰ is that being لذو فضل, who is full of فضل. فضل is that which Allah gives which you don't deserve, you didn't work for it. In our ordinary language what we call bansela, just for nothing you are given something. Just as a bonus you are given something. Not even a bonus, for no reason you are given. So Allah does a lot of fadl on the people, which people do not deserve. Yeah, particular reference that Allah made those people come back to life. Allah gave them that iman which was with the eyes of the head they saw. Not only the yaqeen of the heart, but the eye of the head they saw the life of the akhirat. Allah gave great fadl to that Nabi, Hisqeel alayhi salam, that Allah accepted his dua and blessed him with this honor, that by his dua, ulufan, thousands, which our ulama say the word uluf refers to the minimum of 10,000. How many more only Allah knows. So many people were lying dead there, but Allah gave him the honor that by his dua they became alive. Gave them the honor that they saw the akhirat. Gave the people of the world the honor that they know about this incident, and their iman is also boosted. So Allah is very, very kind and very gracious on people, that He blesses them like this. But Allah makes clear the fact also that وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. لیکن اکثر لوگ شکر نہیں کرتے. But unfortunately, vast majority of people do not make shukr. Yeah, the shukr was that all should have brought iman. All the people who of that time, the people of now, that we read this incident in the Quran Sharif, a pure historical fact that our iman should become stronger. But there are a lot of people, dehiriya, atheists, who in spite of all this still don't believe in Allah, who don't believe in the akhirah. This incident has shown three great aspects of our iman. Usulul usul, the very basics of the principles of iman. Iman billah, to have iman on Allah. Iman bil rasul, to have iman on the Nabi, the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And iman bil akhirah, and iman on the akhirah. That should have been developed in us by this instant. Previously, Allah had mentioned, which we have done in detail, about when a person was murdered and they could not find the murderer. So Allah said, slaughter an ox. The people said, what connection of slaughtering an ox and finding out the intelligence, finding out who the murderer is? Allah says, put a piece of meat of that ox on the dead body, he will come back to life. And he will say, who is my murderer? That also happened. So that also the three main things, iman billah, iman bil rasul, iman bil akhirah, was illustrated. We are finishing Sayyakul and Tilka at the beginning, in the first quarter, Allah speaks of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he said, Rabbi arini kaifa tuhyil mauta. Oh Allah, show me, how will you bring the dead back to life? Allah said, awalam tu'min, don't you believe, O Ibrahim? He said, I believe, but I would like to see it with my eyes, so I have more conviction. Allah showed him, told him, take four birds and slaughter them, make mincemeat out of them and the bones and feathers and everything. Distribute that on four mountains and then call them back, and you'll see how Allah just makes them again as they were. So that by that also he saw, and by the Quran it is, we see it with our eyes of our heart. And we have full yaqeen. In this way Allah is boosting our iman. But what Allah says, in spite of that, how many people don't make shukr, they still don't bring iman. Allah's signs are so clear, but yet we go on denying the signs of Allah. We break the laws of Allah. We do all funny things in our deen. We bring new things in our deen. Whereas all this was that we totally submit to Allah. We surrender to Him. That to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Wasallam, Allah asked, do you surrender? He said, I surrender fully to you, O Allah. And this iman is such that it is the iman which Allah has blessed us with. The iman of the heart is even more stronger. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away, his mother was extremely grieved and sad. A small child, he had passed away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, if you wish, I will make dua, and you will see with your eyes that he is enjoying in Jannah. He's having all the great pleasure. A person of iman said that, O Allah's Nabi, what I see with my eyes, I could see wrong. But what you say can never be wrong. So that iman we must have. What Allah has said can never ever be wrong. What Allah's Rasul has said can never ever be wrong. And we cannot trade that in for any scientist, or any atheist, or any government, or the news, or the media, or anything. It's a sad case when we have done that, for which we have to make a lot of tawbah and istighfar and make our iman strong. So in this way, how many instances Allah makes our iman strong. May that come into us, and we are not amongst those people who are la yashkurun, who don't make shukr, who don't make our iman accordingly. But we are those who wholeheartedly, we have full yaqeen and trust on Allah, though we don't see Allah with the eyes of our head. We haven't seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We haven't seen the akhirah, but our iman is much more stronger, even if we had seen them. And that is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that those people who did not see me and they bring iman on me, he told the sahaba, their iman is more praiseworthy. The iman of the sahaba is the greatest, but very praiseworthy is the iman of those people who didn't see all this, but they have that iman. But we have to check whether we have that iman, or are we thinking we got that iman. And when discovered, we all could have checked ourselves, and on a daily basis what we are doing, what type of life we are engaged, which shows what type of iman we have got. Whether we have got that iman or not, if we have got that iman, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, that which I am on and my sahaba. That iman, not a modernist iman, not a watered down iman, not a iman which is of the government, and which is of the United Nations, and which is from the White House. No, the iman of the sahaba. We have to see whether we have got that, and not that we are thinking I got it. And it must not happen, I think I got my passport, but when I come to immigration, I can't find it in any pocket. I don't find it anywhere. So it must not happen at the time of maut. We see, I haven't got that iman which is required. I got a fake passport. I got a fake iman. Allah protect us and save us, and make us conscious and turn to Allah sincerely and correct our iman and make our iman full of yaqeen, full conviction. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.